Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now we are looking at Blue Man Group reopening. Mary Grisolano is the, the managing director of Blue Man Group, former general manager of Blue Man Group here in Chicago. So, Mary, you've got a lot of history over at the Briar Street Theater, don't you?
I do. It's like a home away from home.
Yeah, I was trying to even remember what was at the Briar Street Theater before Blue Man, because it's been there for such a long, long time. I can't remember.
Oh, gosh. I know sometime before Pump Boys and Dinettes was there, and something with Lily Tomlin was there, but I don't remember either.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. I can't even imagine how excited you all must be to be reopening the doors, putting on the blue makeup again, and getting the show up and running again. Talk to me a little about that.
Oh, yeah. We're thrilled. We're thrilled. I feel like you don't realize how much you miss something until it's gone, right? So a year and a half without performing the shows and being on audiences really, or being in front of audiences, really makes you realize that's what it's all about. That's what a lot of us have made our lives, built our lives around, is doing theater. So the fact that we're in this moment where we're going to reopen, I'm coming to Chicago tomorrow, and I'm just thrilled to be back and to see the show. And we've got some new elements coming in, and people sort of were able to ruminate about the show during COVID. And when we came back, people had a lot of ideas of what they wanted to do. So I think it's good to be here in this moment.
Yeah. So I think first and foremost, what everyone is asking before they go to any public event is what kind of safety precautions are going to be taken, particularly with Delta variant and some of the setbacks that we've had in recovering from the pandemic. Blue Man Group has always been a very audience participation show. How are you all going to deal with that?
Yeah, we're still talking about, because the Delta variant has every day we're thinking and rethinking and thinking and rethinking about our safety plans. So right now I can say there's a mask mandate, so everybody in the house and everybody on the show except for the Blue Men when they can't will be wearing masks, and then the Blue Men when they come into the audience will have face shields on. We've increased our cleaning standards. All of our employees are mandated, have been vaccinated. We have a vaccine mandate for our employees. We're going to paperless ticketing. The Blue Men's, any interaction with the Blue Men that formerly was particularly, I don't know how to say it, but I know you remember the show. There's a moment where they spit in someone's hand. Obviously, anything that's really not hygienic has been cut.
Right.
And we're doing everything we can to keep the interaction, but keep it safe and very thoughtful about the fact that we're hopefully coming out of the pandemic. Yeah.
I did notice when our Annabella Val on the TV morning show was there the other day. I did notice that the Blue Men in some cases had plastic shields in front of their faces, so you could still appreciate the blueness of it all. But
that's right.
But there was a plastic shield actually covering their eyes, nose, and mouth.
That's right. And you, I hope, remember having the makeup on. If you put a mask on over that, it could be unsafe because the way it could run and melt, it would be hard to breathe.
Right.
So. It both aesthetically helps, but it's also not realistic that they could perform as active of a show with a mask on. But yeah, anytime they're with other people, they'll have the shield on.
Yeah, I actually have a picture of me when they made me a Blue Man. They put the makeup on me and with the makeup artist who the poor thing who had to do all of that. It's on my desk at home. I look at it every single day, and I wonder how we got all that blue makeup out of my shower when I finished. First of all, I drove home from the theater with most of it still on, But then
showered,
trying to get all this blue makeup off of my face. It looked like a Smurf got murdered in my shower. And your performers do this every single day. It's not even a big deal for them, right?
That's right. I think they've got all the tricks down for putting it on and off quickly at this point. And they usually shower at the Briar Street, so it's our crew that has to clean up the bodies of the dead Smurfs every night.
Right. So you mentioned that there are some new things. I mean, part of the fun of going to Blue Man, I know I've probably seen the show 6 or 8 times because... I would come when there were changes and things like that, but I would always bring friends and family because I wanted them to experience it also. So I saw it multiple times as a result of that.
That's great.
Will there be some of the tried and true things that have happened in the show that will continue to happen?
There will. We have some moments where, now, any element where airflow or items are passed over the audience, and you've seen the show a lot, so I think you know some of the things I'm referencing, we did cut out of COVID consideration, but we've brought in some really spectacular elements, and then there's a scene that's never been done on live stage before that we're bringing into the show. But then there's a lot of, the marshmallows and the paint. There's a lot of classic drumming pieces, or at least motifs that people are used to and love, that you'll also see. So my hope is that it's got just enough of both, just enough of items people love to feel like the show they know and love, and some new things to, reignite their enthusiasm.
Yeah. You guys were way ahead of your time of, putting shields and masks and ponchos on people. back in the day, it was not uncommon for the first 5 rows to have protective covering on them from whatever might fly off of the stage at a given time.
That's right. We still have some rows that are going to wear ponchos, not because mostly paint, because we still have all the paint drumming and just to make sure that people don't go home with water soluble paint all over them. We've got some ponchos still in the first few rows.
Right. it all begins again on Wednesday at the Briar Street Theater. We'll give you information on how you get tickets, how you can learn more about Blue Man. And we'll be right back and talk more with Mary Grisolano, Managing Director of Blue Man Group, talking about Blue Man Group also returning to the Chicago area this coming Wednesday. Blue Man Group, just one of the most entertaining and creative shows that you could possibly see, is coming back. And we're happy to have Mary Grisolano with us, who is the Managing Director of Blue Man Group. For how long were you here in Chicago, Mary?
Well, I've been in Chicago in 3 roles, but I'm from Chicago, and so I was there for 2 years back in 2000, and then moved to New York with Blue Man, and then I came back for 10. I was the business manager for a year and a half, and then this would be 9 because I was the business manager for a year and a half, and then the general manager for 7.5. So I've spent most of my Blue Man career in Chicago.
Over at the Briar Street, yeah.
Over at the Briar Street.
So it's back back home for you here, literally, mm-hmm. literally in more ways
literally.
Than one.
Yeah.
talk to me a little about the history of Blue Man. I mean, when this first started, it was just sort of this avant-garde little production, which has become a multi-million dollar conglomerate now.
Yeah, yes. It's kind of what every theater kid who says they want to start their own theater company wants, dreams of happening, right? So in the 90s, the original founders, Chris, Matt, and Phil, were sort of moved to New York, and they wanted to be involved in the art scene. And they got a group of friends together. The first major event they had was a funeral to the 80s in Central Park that MTV covered to date everybody. And then And then they did performance art at La Mama, which is a little New York off Broadway performing arts show, and then got a show at Astor Place Theater in New York. And actually, in 2 months, that will be 30 years ago that they opened the Astor. And you're right. Like, I wasn't around during that time because I joined the Chicago show, but people will tell stories of, like, how Demi Moore and Bruce Willis would come and were groupies and would hang out at the bar next door and hang out with the Blue Men. It was such a hot downtown, sure, underground New York show.
Yeah.
And then as they expanded, they realized that there was something that translated about it, that it wasn't just sort of this fringe New York, as you said. It wasn't just this fringe performance art piece. There was something that a wider audience really connected with. And the sky's been kind of the limit since then. We opened Vegas 2 months ago. We have a show in Berlin. We're going to open Chicago and Boston. And we have shows. We have a world tour that's starting in Japan in April, and a national tour that hits the markets that aren't resident shows. So, and we've had international residencies over the past 20 years. Like, there's just something very universal about it. Yeah.
That's so interesting. What do you think that universal quality is that can play here in Chicago, New York, Las Vegas, and in Japan and other places around the world where the show makes as much sense in one place as it does in another?
I think that there's no language is huge, truly, because the way that they communicate is facial expressions and physicality, and a lot of it is universal, where everybody understands what they're saying. You know, we spent many years working with the autism community and doing sensory friendly shows, because organically we found an audience that connected with the show because it was nonverbal, and kids and adults like it because everybody can understand it. And I also believe the music is huge. It's a very percussive, almost tribal, visceral sound, right, that just connects with people. And then the audience interaction is fun and makes it feel like a new show every time you see it, you know, because it's so engaging and people just connect with it. So I think we've got sort of layers of very cool elements that make for something really special.
Right. I know, you know, I've enjoyed it every time that I've seen it. But, you know, I think back on one of the times I took my mom to come and see it. I said, Mom, come on, I'm going to take you to the theater. Let's go to the theater, which to her meant Oklahoma, Sound of Music.
Sure, bring it in.
Right. And, you know, we come into the Briar Street Theater and things start happening. She never stopped talking about it. She copped to the fact that she did enjoy it, but she was, you know, she was like in her 80s then, maybe upper 80s. And she was just so completely shocked at everything that was happening. Not that anything bad happens. It's just, it's just very unconventional. If you think you're coming to see the wind come whipping down the plane, it's very, very different than that.
Not that
at all. So give us the details about Blue Man Group reopening in Chicago, Mary.
Yeah, so it's reopening on August. Oh my gosh, suddenly.
I think it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it's reopening this Wednesday.
Yeah.
And tickets are available up at blueman.com. We're running shows 5 nights a week, and we expect that it's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, and all the CDC protocols are being followed, so.
That's right.
About as safe as can possibly be there. Nice to talk to you again, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us.
You too.
Mary Grisolano is the managing director of Blue Man Group.